This week on It Just Gets Worse. Watching kids eat shit at Disneyland, the futility of handies, Charlie Murphy's dead, yeast, head transplants, and life shit. I am so tired of seeing blowjobs and pornos.
he's in the Just
fucking dope to be like, I don't know, I think I'm just gonna like wander the world a little bit and just kind of get some inspiration somewhere. But I'm like,
yeah, see, that's not very entrepreneurial.
It is it's totally entrepreneurial,
because wandering the world for inspiration,
yeah, absolutely.
That's an artist, that's
a goddamn entrepreneur is.
No,
that's all that you are. You're the one who has to have inspiration. That's all it is. It's like the most creative thing on the planet. You have to have the inspiration, the creativity to see this thing that someone talks about. You have to see how to make it a thing. Like, that's what it is. So you need to be inspired by like how much something could actually change the world. Like, you need to get behind it. And so I've got ideas like that, you know, but I just need to figure out what the fuck I want, because I can work until the end of time, but I haven't been terribly happy recently.
Yeah.
And
who's happy? What is happy?
That's what I mean. Like, I know a lot of people aren't happy, and I'd like to give it a shot.
Give it the old college try.
What's the worst that could happen?
You keep just being unfathomably sad.
It turns out it just gets worse.
I gave it a whirl, and it wasn't really for me.
Shameless plug.
You have to like change if you want to be happy, and
that's exactly what I want to do, because I want to change everything. I want to throw a wrench in the gears, and I want to force things to have to be different, because I know that I can sustain this business. I can keep this business going for years and years past this, and it would be really hard, and I would be really unhappy if I keep doing it this way. So that's a weird thing to come to grips with. It's a weird thing to deal with. That's not something I don't know. I don't really think that was happening. I didn't think it was going to happen. I thought I was just going to like get a check someday and be like, okay, so like step two. And I didn't really think I'd be like faced with my own having to deal with like, am I happy?
Somebody's in need of a trip to Disneyland.
You fucking wish. That's actually, you know what? I was going to say, you know who you're talking to. And then I was like, wait a minute. I actually haven't been to Disneyland in months.
Yeah.
And
I was being on the level.
I know. And I was getting ready tonight, and I was like brushing my hair, and I was like, man, I should go to Disneyland. Maybe that'll fix a lot of this.
I wouldn't be surprised if, like, a really solid Disney trip, you're like, I can do this. I can work this shit out.
Should I kill myself or go to Disneyland?
Well, go to Disneyland first. If you still want to kill yourself, it's an option.
Disneyland's a great place to do it.
On the fucking table.
It's always in your back pocket.
Yeah, I was thinking about going to Disney tomorrow.
I'm just kind of, when I was a kid, I was real into it. I loved Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
But as a grown-up, like, the magic's not there. I'm like, yeah, I know, it's just a bunch of bullshit. But and most of the rides are kind of directed towards children. They're pretty tame. You're not going to pull a lot
it's
of
not
G's.
Six Flags.
No.
There's no G's
there's,
at Disney.
There's not a lot of thrills at Disneyland. It's all ambiance and magic and shit. And I just have, I don't even like happy songs and shit. I'm like, this is bullshit. Nobody feels this way. This isn't real. And so, like, for me now, when I do go to Disneyland, the only real reward for me is to watch kids get, like, real caught up in the moment, in the magic, and just eat shit. All day long, I just post up on benches, or, like, while I'm standing in line, I'm always scanning the crowd looking for a kid who's, like, way too excited, not paying
really
attention to his surroundings. And just running around, like,
he's got the
total
look.
Reckless abandon, and sooner or later, they always eat shit. And the last time I went, I had been there for like, I don't know, 6-7 hours or something like that. It was already like 9 o'clock. I'm like, fuck, I haven't seen a single kid fall down today. My day is ruined. And then sure enough, the dude I was there with, like, so some kid came running along and tripped over his foot. And then like, oh, and like rolled over
what
and
justice.
Looked. Yeah, and he rolled over and like looked up at him like, why? I was so overjoyed. I'm like, yes, it fucking happened and you did it.
Oh, that's glorious.
So someday you'll be taking your own kids to Disneyland and,
just eagerly watching them eat shit.
Yeah.
Just do the thing so I can have my day.
Let me have my day. We'll have Star Wars Land by that point, so Chris will be.
Then I'll actually like. I mean, they're gonna have like three attractions there, so like I'll be geeked to go once.
That's not the point. The reason that you go is because you get to live inside of Star Wars while you're there, and that's insane. That's the Disney magic. It's not about like oh, it's a cool ride that goes super fast. It's that you're going into this place that doesn't exist in real life, and you get to pretend like you're in a fucking dream for a while.
Now, is that shit, is it going to be, like, part of Disneyland, or is it, like, California Adventure, where it's a new thing?
No, it's part of Disneyland. It's on the backside.
Like where Star Tours was?
No. That's
still there, bro.
I was going to say
that. I thought they checked that out for Star Wars.
I was going to say that's Futureland. I don't know what just happened. Futureland. That is, in fact, Futureland.
That's H.R. Geiger land.
Yeah, it's definitely Tomorrowland, but no, this is actually even weirder. It's like, yeah, Star Tours is over there. We have a whole land that was supposed to be devoted to, like, future shit. And
future shit.
Yeah, and instead, and now we're building a Star Wars land, which is going to be like, well, okay, I don't know. Star Wars land is going to be on the backside of the river. It's actually kind of a part of the park that's never been opened before, so it is going to be brand new. Oh. It's kind of like next to Toontown on the other side of the river. And it's cool because if you go walking over there at Disneyland right now, you just like see the gates up and they have the concept drawing posted up there, which you can like check out online. But it's kind of cool like walking up to it and seeing it in person. It's kind of neat. And Tomorrowland, that's always been... Tomorrowland was fucking great when we were kids because it was this place that was like the future of the
1960s.
Yeah. But Tomorrowland is not Futureland?
No, Tomorrowland and Futureland are the same thing as it turns out.
Okay. Well, that would make sense.
But, yeah, I was always like, they just hadn't updated it, and they had these really classic things that they had back in the 60s. They had like the People Mover and...
I remember that thing when I was
a kid. Yeah, the People
Mover. They took that shit out, like, didn't they?
Oh, they took it out for sure. And then they replaced it with rocket rods, and then it launched a fat dude off of it who died, and then they closed that for a long time.
That's the ultimate shit-eating.
It is. That was
sorry, horrible. You missed that day, Beats.
I
know. Every day, I'm just like, why? Why couldn't I have been there?
Can you imagine if you were at Disneyland one of those days when a dude just went
when the Columbia just lops a dude's head off? I'm like, why? Why not me?
A million people there today, and I couldn't have been one. Everyone who witnessed that, they ended up, as many as they could track down in the very close vicinity, they all got cash payouts for that.
They're like, please don't.
Yeah, they were like, here's a mill. We're real sorry about this.
sorry you had to watch that.
Yeah, they were just like, your children's lives have been forever altered.
I think if you die at Knott's, they just give you like a coupon book so you can like bring a friend back next time you come.
Yeah, I would have thought they were just like, giving them like
or a free beverage passes. with a burger.
You get we'll give you all the free coffee you want. Yeah. I'd fucking take it.
Like, you go to the Moose Burger Lodge and order a burger, the fucking drinks, bottomless.
Worry about it.
Yeah, put them away.
I not only watched a guy die, but now I get free drinks for life. This is the best day ever.
That's it for life. Except for the meal.
Don't get crazy.
Oh, God damn it. So I got to see a guy die every day. I want to have a reasonable night.
No.
Well, that's what I shoot for. What?
There's a guy calling me, and I don't like this guy.
Oh, my God. Take the call right now. Please.
I want to, but even one-sided on that conversation is not going to be that exciting.
It'll be exciting if you just shit in a cereal and like...
I wouldn't do that because you know who it is.
Do I?
Yeah, you do. It's a guy who has pursued me for many moons. He's a friend of ours who lives out in Vegas now.
We'll have to circle back.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I probably do, but I need a minute to put the pieces together.
Let's just call him...
All right. Anyway, the point is, dude's been pursuing it pretty heavily for like, it's been consistent. I gotta give him that.
What's that like? I don't think I've ever been pursued heavily. Like, I think I've had somebody be like, at best case scenario, just like, maybe they throw me their number or something. Like, that's as far as it goes. There's never anybody like, I guess nobody that I haven't already been with.
Yeah.
Because I've been stalked by somebody, but by that point we'd already had an established relationship and shit. But never been pursued by somebody I wasn't already with.
Right. That's so weird.
Yes.
I'll tell you right now, it's very charming on paper.
It gets old in a fucking hurry, right?
It will.
Wait, if you're like, nah, I'm not really interested, they're like, well, come on, just fucking give it a shot.
It absolutely gets old if it's somebody that you have no interest in, and it gets super old if it's somebody you've made that really apparent with.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one thing where I've had acquaintances and people that I know where I haven't tried to lead them on, but I haven't shut them out completely because, well, the...
You know, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, well, that's a definite thing. Like, well, I don't know, who knows? But then there's also people where, like, businesses come into play, and I don't want to necessarily, like, burn any bridges with that person. So I'm like, yeah, we're cool. Who knows? Yeah, let's go out to dinner sometime. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, for the most part, it's like, especially when you shut a dude down, like, and you work at it because you got to work at it. Like, I don't want to be a dick, so I'm not going to be like, no, fuck you. So I'll actually take the time to think about, how am I going to say this to this guy?
It does save a lot of time to be a dick, though.
I know, but that's not me. That's not who I am. I don't want to shut people. If they're rude to me, then yes, that's completely different. I'll shut them down in a fucking heartbeat. But I'm not set to fucking ruin anybody's goddamn self-confidence. I'm never going
to
do that.
I think you can be a dick to someone without damaging their self-confidence.
What? How?
You're a great guy, but fuck off. I don't like you.
Pull the old, you know what, that'd be so great, but I've got a boyfriend.
Exactly.
That's the go-to.
And so what you do is, you know, especially when the guy knows you and knows you're not seeing anybody or something like that.
That's
and
tough.
He's fucking Facebook friends with you or something, and that's even worse. But yeah, you know.
So just update your Facebook status to in a relationship and you're good to go.
I did that for a long time.
Just left it that way?
Yeah, I just left it there forever. Or, it was like, I am in a relationship until the end of time. But no, it's like, if... Like, I had to work at that. Like, I have to work to think, I don't want to shut this dude down and break his fucking heart or make him feel shitty. Like, I don't want to do that. So I spend some time, like, what am I, you know, going to say to him? And I work at it. And then I'm like, okay, I've come up with this thing that's not going to hurt his feelings. I tell him, and then he completely fucking disregards it.
So anyway.
Yeah, and I'm like, cool. So now you're fucking disrespecting my time.
Back to my wants and needs.
Facebook needs a relationship status that says, I'm not interested. Please stop checking.
Not interested. It's a pretty good status, actually.
Because, like, when do people even ever see this shit? Like, either when you change it and it goes on the wall, or when they're Facebook stalking you and they're trying to find out without asking you.
I hate that shit. If it, like, posts it on your wall that you're single, the first thing I do is delete that post. Or hide it, or whatever you do. I'm like, go away.
I repost it every day.
God, you're like, just remind
ladies.
Me. Ladies, putting it out there. So, Topher.
Hey.
How was your week?
It's fucking week. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think my highlight was this morning. I was having sex with my wife.
Nice.
And that's not the highlight, mind you.
Oh, okay.
I did that a couple of times.
This is like the lead into
that. That's been like two or three times this week. But,
okay.
But in the middle of it, in doggy style, no less, Rocky jumps up on the bed and he hops up right next to my wife's head and just starts hammering away on a pillow. And he's looking at me the whole time. He's just like making dead eye contact. I'm like,
no,
my little wingman.
Now, did that make things awkward or
not in the least? It's par for the course. Like, he's usually like just wailing away on his bed or like a pillow somewhere else. He doesn't usually get like right up next to Lindsay's head and shit. So, but yeah, it was funny just having him look right at me and I'm looking right at him and I'm like, shared a moment. Right
oh
now.
My god! That's
I kind of
so
want like,
creepy.
Yeah. If I had him trained well enough, we would have high fived.
No, I am 100% that like no animals in the bedroom person, especially not during sex, nothing. And I was actually very adamant about that. Just sleeping, I'm like no fucking animals in the bedroom. But when I moved into this house, my cat Tyrion, his cat door is because he's an inside outside guy. His cat door is in my bedroom on one of the outside doors. It's in my room.
Yeah, so the only way to prevent him from coming in is to lock his ass outside.
Or to lock him inside for the night, and he just loses his fucking mind, you know? Because he's like, this is what I do. I go inside, outside. He's nocturnal. He wants to go hang out with his friends
tonight.
And
they get fucking pissed. If they're used to that and you cut them off, they're like, bullshit!
Yeah, so I can't really do it. And it sucks because he's a good dude, though. The thing that I will say to my cat's defense...
He's a good dude.
He is. And I will say what cracks me up about him is like, he knows that I fucking hate being woken up. He knows it. Like, that guy completely understands.
Hey, boo.
And so, hi! Recording?
Yep.
But the cat understands that I fucking hate being disturbed when I'm asleep, and so he'll be really quiet the whole night, and he'll just sit there, like, in his little ball, and if he cuddles with me, he'll make sure he doesn't move. He's like, I'm just kind of here. But in the morning, when he wakes me up, he's just like, all right, I'm fucking done with this, and he's just, like, walking on my face and stuff, but throughout the night, he's actually really good about it.
Yeah, the dog does that shit all night, yeah. And in the morning, like, and he waits, well, he doesn't wait, he'll just do this intermittently anyway, but by, come morning time, bladder's full, I'm ready to unload. And sure enough, he just, like, starts just stomping on my shit. And I'm trying to fight it off. I'm just like, I just lay here for a little bit longer. I can hold it till I get up. And then he
expedites
the process.
You lock his dog door at night?
No.
He's just retarded and doesn't know he can walk outside?
He knows. He just likes to fucking climb all over us and shit all night long.
Okay.
Yeah, he lives for it.
That's good. He seems like a nice guy. Do you want to take a break?
We can.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Okay.
Just got an update from our guest.
Oh?
It's great.
I bet.
The guest who wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had a shitty week because I hate blowjobs in porn.
They're not my favorite either.
And normally, you can click around and get ahead of them, but my jam lately...
No pun intended.
God damn.
Judd's not here. Somebody has to do this shit.
True. So... there's these videos out there, Czech swinger orgies, or Czech swinger parties, but it's the same thing.
Yeah, we've talked about these.
Yeah, and I've very opinionated on these things.
I know, yeah. You've got strong feelings on these.
Well, I like, if I'm watching porn, I don't want to watch something that's got, like, a set director and lights and shit like that, and somebody being exploited, being a slave that thinks they're going to be exactly. The next Joan Crawford.
I want to watch somebody getting fucked in the ass on a pallet or something.
Yeah, something real. Yeah. You know, like they're smoking meth in the back alley.
Just behind a dumpster and shit. Pregnant. It lasts 4 seconds.
So you get these massive parties with like hundreds of people in them, and they're all just boning. And it's pretty cool.
It's like Eyes Wide Shut style?
They're not rich like that. But I think they're like middle
class. Like if poor people tried to do a version of that?
Yeah. Like the middle class Eyes Wide Shut.
They went down to like the dollar store and got some domino masks and shit.
Yeah, so they show up, they put their clothes in a locker, they all get drunk, they do some orgy thing, and it's fine, it's great. It all depends on the cameraman and their sense of like you do need a good cameraman if you're going to pull one of these things off and make money out on the internet. Problem is, and here's the part that confuses me, so when I'm watching a regular porno, it always goes in these stages. There's like some kind of foreplay. It goes to a blowjob. And this is the part where I skip ahead because I'm not interested in watching
I'll give it a good 30 seconds. I'm like, all right, that was fun. Let's like admire her technique for a moment. Be like, that'd be nice. And then just move on.
When you're doing it for like 6 minutes and like the dude's rock hard, it's like, what are you doing? Just fuck already. Like you're wasting boner time.
Yeah.
All right. And you're not getting any younger. So let's get this show on the road, right? So, you watch these orgy videos, and people are there voluntarily. There's no set director, no porn director saying, well, we need 5 minutes of blowjob because that's what the market demands are, because men like to see people getting blown, because then they can feel like that's them.
It's just people having a great time.
Yeah, these are people at this party on their own volition, and yet they're still doing blowjobs for like fucking 10 minutes at a time. Like in groups, there's like three chicks like sucking three dicks, giving another two guys a handy on the side.
Has it ever crossed your mind that these dudes might be into getting blowjobs?
I don't hate it.
Well, I'm sure they are. I'm sure plenty of dudes just love sitting there watching a chick blow them.
I've never had a dude complain about one of my blowjobs and be like, stop that.
Well, that's something we have in common.
This is nice. But if we could just wrap this part up.
Never come across that.
I get impatient. It's not the best to watch. I just want to move on. Yep. I'm like, can we just get to boning already?
I understand because, like, as a chick, I get really impatient when a dude's going down on me. Sometimes I'm super good with it, and sometimes I know exactly what you're talking about. It's the same thing. I'm like, all right, okay, we did that. This
is
nice.
There's also a difference between watching a blowjob and getting a blowjob.
Yeah. Yeah,
watching
just...
a blowjob sucks.
Yeah.
I will give it an extra 30 seconds if I'm getting it.
Yeah, if I'm having one at that moment, I'll be like, oh, this is...
If I'm watching it, it's only to know that they're not going to cut away from it in like a short span of time. Yeah. Like, I'll give it like 15 seconds, and then I start mousing over to see when the video moves on.
When does this get good?
Yeah, and I skip ahead because there's nothing really in this for me.
Yeah.
And so... you get a room full of like 100 people, and when you get a cameraman that's just walking
going on at that point. Well, like, how do you know where to focus?
Yeah, it's very busy.
Well, focus on what's fucking interesting. Don't just be like, oh, who's sucking someone's dick right now? You know,
well, you definitely don't focus on a blowjob, but if you've got like, let's say in a crowd of 100 people, let's say 30 of them are just fucking. Okay? Well, right. Let's double that. Let's say 60, because there's probably two people involved in this at least. So let's say 60 of them are fucking. Which ones do you, like, focus on? How do you know, like, how do you know who to, like, who's going to be your moment, your money like, shot?
The blowjob, watching the blowjob, it's as arousing to me as if the cameraman just focused on the guy jacking off in the corner that nobody wants to have sex with. And I'm like, even
now,
that might
be interesting.
That might be
that
more
is interesting.
Interesting. That's what the Coen brothers might focus on. They're like, let's go to homeboy here. And
that's
see what
the
deal
guy
is.
I would kind of like to get to check out. I'd want to understand
He's
what
like,
that guy's whole thing
I don't
was.
Know what I'm doing here.
I didn't want to be at this party. Somebody just brought him. You didn't even want to be there.
Yeah, I'm corner guy. I'm good here. I'm happy.
Man, I don't know. That guy seems really interesting to me. Like, I'd love to know where that guy was earlier on in his day. Like, what steps led up to?
Like, while I was at work, I was managing some investment accounts, and then I came here, and I really had to ask myself some questions.
Yeah, he seems like he was really bummed, though, to be there. Like, he wanted to participate, but he wasn't, like, ready to commit.
Well, that's at these things, you're like, all right, you have a pit of, like, 100 people completely naked, just... It's what medieval
That's
paintings
so much space.
Of hell
That's
look like.
That's a lot
like.
Of square footage. I mean,
it's really weird. The first time I saw one of these was probably like a year ago, and
I was
like,
"Where are they? What kind of a landscape? What's the?"
Well, it's usually in someone's house, and it's usually a house that's like set up for this kind of thing. Like it's a big place with like a huge pool.
Yeah.
And, you
okay.
Know.
Yeah, because we have a mutual friend, and he's a mostly gay man, and he takes. He not just participates in these, but he's like an introduction guy. So when you're bringing in new people into the orgies, he makes the introductions. He walks them through for the first time, makes sure they're comfortable, explains the rules to them, and he loves this. This is like his favorite role.
Yeah,
ever.
They always that is always there in the video. It's always this woman.
Really?
I mean, different places, different
really?
Person. But
so
yeah, it's like always this woman who's like. Here are the lockers.
Yeah,
you
okay.
Know. Now everyone have a drink, and then like everyone's all, you know, clothes on and just kind of chatty at first.
Yeah.
And then you get that one person that's like, you know, it'd be great right now if I just started sucking my 90-year-old boyfriend's dick and then gets the mood going.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. He's tried to get me to go out to these a couple of times, and he's so reassuring that he's almost sold me a few times where I'm like, he's like, it's not going to be overwhelming or anything. You're going to have a really nice experience. If you don't want to participate, that's totally okay. He's like, if you just want to come in and take a look, he's like, just kind of get a feel for everything, see how it works. And I'm like, that sounds nice. I mean, that's really, that didn't seem harmful at all to just pop in and just like say a quick hello to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Kind of on the fence.
That's a gateway invite.
Kind of on the fence. Never been in an orgy.
Yeah, the thing about these Czech ones is everyone's white, so there's a part of me that feels a little guilty when I see it. And I'm like, it's like that part of Europe, like nobody else lives there.
Yeah, they're like, this is what we're working with. Like, we only have white people.
Like, black people moved there probably a couple hundred years ago, but they just turned white, you know, after a couple centuries. The latitude is so high.
I guess that's true. Like, if you go to an orgy, like, down south in Mexico, everyone's going to be Mexican. Like,
yeah,
it's just,
and
it is,
out
it is.
In this area, in the Inland Empire, I have a friend who. He's a very, he's an unusual man. I think you've met him once.
Mm-hmm.
So he sees this orgy thing on Craigslist and he's really curious to go, but he's like, he's a really scared kind of guy too. He's strange. Like he can be really bold, but then completely.
Like really ambitious, but also very standoffish.
Yeah. So he like gets one of his coworkers at Starbucks to join him for this orgy. And not to participate. He just wants to go and watch.
Okay.
And maybe participate. He doesn't know.
Yeah, he wants to check it
out. So it's like out in LA and it's listed on Craigslist and they're like, yeah, you know, I don't think they had papers or anything they were checking for. So it's one of those kind of deals.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there's just a bunch of randos from Craigslist pounding it out.
Ooh.
What are you going to do? So he goes. She goes with him. And they get there and it's like 90% of the people there are black.
Okay.
I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, what
I
is
mean,
that
like,
about?
Maybe it was because it was in L.A.
Maybe
you know.
It was just the host situation. Like,
it could have been
the
host,
the
you know.
Who was hosting it.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's like, yeah, over in Czech, they're all white.
Yeah.
And out here, you know, it's
interesting.
Like. Yeah. So, yeah. So he's like, he's just chilling there. And then, you know, some guy comes up to him, you know, dick out. You know,
yeah.
He's just like, hey, man, how you doing? You know, he's like, yeah, I'm good. He's like, yeah, that's my girlfriend over there, by the way. If you want to fuck her, go for it. And he's like, All right. Okay. Just leaves the room, goes into the room. Chick he brings there ends up getting an Eiffel Tower with like six dudes.
That's
like
dope.
Another room. She's like, ah, I had a great night. Yeah.
She full on participated.
Yeah. And like, that's she, really she cool. hadn't heard of the thing, didn't look up. She's like, ah, whatever, I'm free.
Yeah,
tonight.
She's totally committed.
She's like, oh, this looks cool. like fun. I'll go. You know?
I respect that. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I had an ex who actually he had gone to a couple of them out in San Diego. And they sounded really swanky. The ones in San Diego sound really nice.
Swanky.
Yeah, swanky.
It was a swanky orgy.
I mean, I just envision this perfect setting of like this really nice mid-century ranch home with like the sunken den and, you know, like a beautiful, awesome fireplace in there and the pool that's like the, you know, floor-to-ceiling windows. That sounds amazing. I'm like, I really just want to be at that party. I'm still really on the fence about the group sex thing. But I really want to be at that party. It seems like a really nice community.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to participate, but it could be entertaining if there's like six people just
but I know
going
that
to
some,
town.
I know that when it comes to some orgies, people are not about you showing up and not participating. There is a level of expectation, you know, that comes with that, that you do need to be, you need to participate at some point.
Well, hence the guy jacking off in the corner. He's exactly. like, I'm here, I'm doing
that's
it.
What
I'm, clearly I'm aroused, like,
that's,
with this spaghetti noodle
happened.
In my hand.
That's exactly what happened. That guy was, like, not into it. He was like, okay, an orgy's not for me. And they were like, guess what, guy? You showed up. You're on board. Get your dick out. And he was like, fuck, okay.
But how is it there's going to be, like, 100 people fucking in a room, and this one dude's just like, ah, there's nothing here for
well,
me.
It's all over the room. It's like, because when you have this kind of mosh pit situation, it's like
you know
some,
what's all over
some guys are already spent, so they're just kind of like laying there, you know, doing
but that's
whatever.
When you slide in, you're like, all right, tag, let's do this.
Yeah, and I think like a hard dick that can still come is like currency at one of these things. It's like it's gonna get rarer and rarer as the night goes on. And so like, yeah, like you see these guys, they just finish up, they're like, cool, I'm out, you know, and there's these chicks that are like, well, I'm not done fucking yet, you know.
Yeah.
And then there's like more and more women still looking for sex, but then like less sex is happening. So I don't know, maybe I saw this at like the tail end when people were just kind of winding down and there wasn't a lot of...
Do they have like a room for the women, like just the women, where they can just go and hang out and put on PJs and watch Netflix?
Probably
like,
not.
That sounds great.
Like they could put on PJs and watch Netflix and then scissor uncontrollably for 3 hours.
I think they do have that.
There is a room for that.
There's a room for
they
that.
They definitely cleared some space for that.
The other thing is, yeah, and these are all strictly like heterosexual orgies. Like all these videos, I've never seen like dudes doing dude stuff to each other. And you'd think,
really? What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Who wants
oh, but
to?
It's no, but it's also well, the Czech. It's also Czech Republic.
I mean, it's like lesbians to the
yeah.
End
they don't
of time.
Have gays there. They've made that very clear.
Yeah, that's actually
they
very.
They don't have gay. They don't have gay men there.
Yeah, because they don't mind all of the ones.
Nobody
all the,
minds lesbians.
No, yeah. All of the orgies in California, all the ones that I've heard of, especially the ones that my ex told me
I
about.
You were
going
to say been to.
No, we've already gone down that road. But yeah, all of the ones that my ex had gone to, the ones that our friend has, you know, has told me about. They're like half gay. Like there's a lot of gay shit going on there. But then also, from what I understand, there's a lot of, I mean, there is a big difference between like couples orgies, that kind of deal, and then like gay orgies, because there tends to be, otherwise.
Gay orgies just turn into a human centipede and shit. It's just dick into butt into dick into butt.
Yeah, everyone's on roller skates.
Actually, that sounds amazing.
That sounds really great. Yeah.
And then they put on a rendition of Starlight Express.
I think we're getting to that point where we might have something to pitch to the Coen brothers. Like our opening shot, our opening shot is just a slow zoom on that guy in the corner.
We gotta work the kinks out, but we got a skeleton.
Yeah. Personally, I really want to see Wes Anderson shoot this film. Oh shit!
Wes Anderson does orgy.
Oh god, I gotta get a beer. Oh my god.
So Charlie Murphy died.
Yeah. Again?
Again? What the fuck do you mean again?
Oh no, I was thinking of Brittany Murphy.
Oh Jesus. God. Yeah, this is rough, man. I knew something was up. Like, cause you know, during the on the Chappelle show, he was kind of like, he looked like he was in pretty good shape. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if he was swole, but he looked like he was in shape.
Yeah, he looked
dude.
Like he was taking care of himself.
And then
I was
watching
Swole Patrol, but
it was. But I was watching an episode of Black Jesus, and I remember thinking, like, I was like, he looks skinny as shit. He looks real sunk up.
Yeah, I haven't seen that show in a long time. That's horrible.
I didn't make it a habit of watching. I didn't love it, but I just remember I saw some, and I was like, damn, Charlie looks, he doesn't look good.
Man.
He was only like 57 or something.
What do you
say? He was like 61, I think. But he was like late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to look it up right now.
Leukemia, I think, is when he died of.
Yeah, he died of leukemia.
Fucking cancer.
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah.
But yeah, like...
Over in Future Land, they got a cure for that.
But yeah, so the dude who gave us... The Rick James sketch would not exist.
Or the Prince sketch.
Or the Prince sketch. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great sketch.
Yeah.
Pancakes.
Game. Blouses.
Oh, shit, I should have had shots ready. We could have... Well, just drink whatever you got.
Let's just...
Oh, we could
have a drink to Charlie Murphy.
Charlie.
We lost one of the greats today.
Sorry.
Don't apologize.
Did you do it?
Not the leukemia, but I was kind of a dick to him.
Oh, were you?
Oh, I mean,
just now when you like called him fucking Brittany Murphy?
Yeah, I know, it's the Murphy thing. You know, it's like Murphy's Law. You're always going to think everyone Murphy is the same.
Is that what Murphy's Law is?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Something like that.
Well, I mean, like, because that would be something going wrong, and so if it can, and it will,
I mean,
then that must be...
I don't know where I got 61 from.
You should know better than to argue with me about arbitrary bullshit.
Why I would ever argue with
you. I'm really good at this stuff.
I think it's more a principle thing. Like, you're probably right, but fuck you.
Yeah, that's actually probably
it. Can't dispute the facts here.
Oh, my goodness. Poor dude.
Yeah, it's a real bummer, man.
Yeah, so I
am Rick James, bitch.
I heard that... That Louis SNL was pretty excellent.
Oh,
a lot of people
God.
Talk about
it
that.
It was good, man.
That was
SNL. Like SNL goes through its little ebbs and flows
they
and
do.
Shit. And I feel like they're kind of they're kind of on a roll right now.
Mm-hmm.
All the Trump shits get really giving them some.
Oh, yeah.
A lot
like,
of material.
Ever since Alec Baldwin started playing Donald Trump and stuff,
God,
they've been
fucking love Alec Baldwin.
I do too.
And this week he played Alec Baldwin or no Alec Baldwin. He played Donald Trump and Bill O'Reilly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, in the same sketch.
And they talked to each other.
In the same sketch.
Yeah.
He crushed Bill O'Reilly, too.
Yeah,
like,
I was
because
really
at first
surprised.
You're like, he didn't really look like Bill O'Reilly, but then he does, like, the face, and you're like, oh, shit, he totally looks like Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, guy's a great actor.
He is a fantastic actor.
With that fucking clown sketch.
Oh, my God, that one got on top
me.
Of me. That was so good.
You don't want this.
You don't want this.
He's like, oh, there's no protocol for whatever this is. Fucking amazing.
So Louis had to have written that, just the way that
felt
sketch
very Louis.
So
yes.
Louis, yeah.
So dry.
Yeah, you know, I just try something different every year for my birthday, and I guess this is kind of weird, isn't it? Come on.
So yeah, we'd like to put it out there into the universe. Anyone who has not caught that episode of SNL is
an asshole.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah. And you killed Charlie Murphy.
Oh
Jesus.
Geez.
We just had a drink to old Chuck.
No.
But we didn't have a shot.
We didn't have a shot. I actually intended to have shots prepared for that, and then I just fell off the ball on a big time.
And then I just didn't.
Yeah, and then I just went on living my life.
So, I think I have so much animosity now for blowjobs because of my porn troubles. I don't ever even want to get one again in real life.
That's a lie.
That's sad.
That being said... I could do without a hand job ever
It's like
again.
A PTSD
oh,
thing.
Oh, yeah.
Hand job is last time
no,
you
wait a minute.
A
I dated
job.
A guy. Who did I date? Who really, really, he loves hand jobs.
Getting or giving?
Getting.
At that point, it's just a weird fetish thing. Like,
well, that, I wouldn't
like
say
maybe
it's a
his
fetish.
Maybe his mom jerked him off until he was six or something like that. And
you
just,
act like there's an age at which it becomes inappropriate.
Yeah.
It's about when you should stop.
It's like you're supposed to stop jerking your kids off at four at the latest. They're done.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, no, he was not like a fucking weirdo about it. He was just like, he really appreciated
the fact that he
it.
Wanted a hand job makes
you,
him a little bit of a
really,
weirdo.
You think that just...
I haven't had a hand job since I was like 22.
It's not good. Like,
it took like half a fucking hour, and I was just sitting there like,
yeah.
I,
you know, what is
yeah,
this?
Like, it was like,
move, I'll do it.
Yeah. It was a courtesy. You're like, well, okay, let's you know, give them the chance to do the thing.
Yeah, if this makes you feel good,
it doesn't matter. It's like if Bill Gates, like, kid started a computer company. You know, he's gonna be like, you know, all right, well, you do it, and we'll just see how you.
We'll
doing.
Just see how that turns out.
Yeah, my wisdom is not a factor here.
Yeah.
And
it's not like I
wisdom.
Have 30 years of experience.
30 years? When did you start jacking up?
In the womb. Now, realistically, probably around 11.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Okay, so closer to 22 years of fucking having at myself.
Yeah.
I didn't know until recently that, like, men can have orgasms, like, at the age of fucking 3.
Yeah.
You know, are you serious?
Yeah. You don't actually come, but you experience the sensation of orgasm.
Not, like, activated yet.
So if you just jack off and you're 5 years old, you're going to be really happy. Then you're going to have a problem because now you're, like, jacking off at 5 and you think you're a freak.
And I've read about this. I've read, like, through, like, mom groups or wherever where, you know, moms are like, what do I do? Because, like, their little boys, like, they discover this thing. They
grind up on stuff all day.
Yeah, because they're kids. Like, they're babies. And so they're like,
they're just like, this feels good. I don't know.
Yeah, so they're like, how do I deal with this? Like, how do I address this situation? You know, they're, like, afraid to, like, take their kids over to, like, people's houses and things.
Yeah. They don't want you, like, grinding on their couch and shit like that. Yeah,
that's, like, a real-life issue with having little boys.
Well, I think little girls do that shit, too.
Little girls do it, too. That's absolutely right.
Girls can have an orgasm when they're, like, 2 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's,
That's hot.
What? God damn it.
Too much? Is that too far?
Too much.
Okay. So, children are getting sexy younger, and that's pretty cool.
Pretty sure Alexander the Great was jacking off when he was 2.
I forgot about that.
I love that. Oh,
shit.
That's pretty cool.
What's his name? Is the fucking news anchor's name?
Tom Tucker.
Tom Tucker.
Yeah.
That's one of the funniest fucking lines that Family Guy ever put out into the world.
That's pretty good.
God damn it. Anyway.
I don't know where to go from there.
I don't either.
Here's what I'll say. I could see circumstances where a hand job is appropriate when you're over the age of 30. If you're, say, at the theater and it's really dark and you're, like, with someone and it's really
hot. Just rather not. Nah. I'd just rather wait until we can do something meaningful.
That's what a normal person would do. But if you have, say, some wild, crazy sex life and, or somebody new and they just reach over and they start, like, grabbing your dick because maybe Wagner isn't, like...
Oh, I'm all about grabbing a guy's dick. Like, I'm all into that.
Okay.
You know, like...
Just not, like, a handy.
Yeah. Like, working it up. Like, that's... Yeah. You gotta do
just
that.
Just letting him
that's
know amazing. Later on, yeah, under exactly. different circumstances.
But if some girl's like... I want you to come. You're like, that is not on the table. Right. You need to know that right now.
A hand job in a bedroom is a fucking crime. Put that on my goddamn tombstone.
It's really, there's no point. There's no reason for that at all. Which is actually kind of strange because I've thought about this. I've thought about this comparison versus like a dude like touching a chick. And first of all, we have two different situations. Like, you can either, like, touch a chick on the outside, or you could finger a chick.
Mm-hmm.
And...
I feel like outside pays off more.
Well, it definitely does. But, like, what I will say, and I've thought about this a lot, is that when, like, if a chick tries to finger herself, it's never remotely the same. It's not the same sensation as an outside person doing it.
Yeah.
It's just way better.
So it's better. Like, it's better when
it's better. It's better when a guy does it.
Yeah, it's like when it's like if you make macaroni and cheese, it's whoever. Fine. But if somebody else makes the exact same macaroni and cheese, it's better.
You know, because I didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
So it's just the laziness, really. You're like, I don't have to do it. This is great.
Yeah, when it comes to outside stuff, the outside situation is it's the same thing. I think it's comparable to a dude. I'm like, I am going to do this better. Just stop.
Yeah.
But yeah, when it comes to like actually working around inside, that's different. I think I've talked to a lot of my girlfriends about this. It's always better when it's an outside party.
Really?
Yeah.
That is good to know because I tend to focus on the outside. Like, this is where the action is.
Yeah.
But she's probably sitting there going like,
No. I don't. That's not what I mean. I don't want to say that. Well, yeah, maybe. Because it's not that the sensation is better than. Then if you're like, you know, touching a chick on the
outside.
But
it's the thing that I could potentially do better.
Yes, you could do better than her, exactly. Because, yeah. I wish I could put that into better words.
No, I get it.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
I just got to catalog all this.
I know. It's like a different angle or something that you can never create.
Or maybe it's just like the idea, like, because
I can see how
men and women's hands are different. Like,
it's equally as good if it's a chick.
Oh, really? You're all, it just has to be somebody else.
It's just, a different angle, but I also think that a lot of it, I don't know, it's weird.
Maybe it's the same idea, like, you can't tickle yourself. Like, it's just, because you know what's coming.
Exactly.
You know where the angles are, like, somebody else does it, you don't know what to expect.
Yes, exactly. It's the spontaneity behind it, I think, that really adds to it. But how weird is it that that's, when it comes to, like, clitoral stimulation, not the same thing. Like, you need...
But you're talking about specifically
now you need finesse.
Yeah.
You're not talking about oral stimulation.
No, not oral stimulation.
Unless
you're
that's very always flexible fun. And you've just nailed it.
Nailed it. No.
Yeah, see, stop eating me out, I got this.
I was going to say, guys are always going to edge girls out on that, but girls have home court advantage, so, like, girls are probably way better at doing that.
I bet somewhere out there in the world there is a dude who can, like, outside finger stimulate a chick better than most chicks.
Oh, I've definitely encountered that guy where I'm like, oh, he's really good at this.
His name's Chip. He lives in Blythe.
Actually, I think I might have seen him in one of these swinger parties. Yeah.
He drives a Honda Accord, 97. It's completely paid off.
Oh, no, he died. Yeah, he had...
Chip's looking better by the minute, man.
I like this guy. I like the cut of his jib.
His jib.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Yeah. What's Chip? I don't know. I don't remember.
I hate that that's my go-to name. It's not even, like, something remotely realistic. Who the fuck is named Chip? Have you ever met a Chip?
I don't know, but if I met this Chip, I'm sure he'd be driving a van that has shutters in it. And probably, like, beads hanging from somewhere.
No, he drives whatever I said he drove earlier.
Yeah, Honda Civic. Well, he's got probably several cars. Most of them sun damaged.
Oh, definitely a lot of cars.
Yeah, front yard hasn't been mowed in a long time, and I don't think he's ever filed a tax return.
He really focuses most of his time and energy on pleasing the ladies.
You gotta understand, to develop this skill, everything. Like, I had to have access and do all this
testing.
And
being the villain of every 80s movie ever. Because nobody else is named Chip.
Oh, Biff.
To Chip.
To Chip.
Morning, Chip.
This beer 30, I gotta say, it's actually really good.
You like it? Really good.
It's really old.
Been fermenting for 3 years.
Yeah,
so.
No, it's fucking good.
And I feel like
have you tried it in like the last 3 years?
No. Well, seriously, in the last three, I have. Yeah, I'm not gonna try it now.
No. Why not?
No.
It's yummy.
Num-nums.
Emily is trying the beer.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like when we put those labels on them 3 years ago, they were already a little old. Like, we had brewed that batch, and we had been sitting on it for like a month or two. I mean, that wasn't crazy old, but like, it wasn't fresh, you know?
It wasn't old enough to masturbate.
Depends on who you ask. But yeah, it's literally been sitting in my fridge for like 3 years, and my mom comes over once in a while, and she's like, can I have one of these? I'm like, fucking hell, I'm not drinking that shit.
That's adorable.
There's all this sediment and stuff at the bottom, and like, it gets all stirred
That's how
up.
My kombucha is. I really appreciate that.
It's not goddamn yeast.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, no, and I don't...
The yeast creeps me out. Like,
why?
Really?
Yeah, well, just like when it gets stirred up and the beer gets all cloudy, I'm like...
Oh, it's my favorite.
I'm like, it's all like yeasty now.
Yeah, I love me.
It's like,
beer.
Alcohol itself is basically just like yeast shit.
I know, and that's weird to me, too. Like, I remember, like, when we would make the yeast before we pitch it and stuff, I'm like, this shit is fucking gross. It was just like this goopy yellow bullshit. I'm just like, we're gonna put that in there? And we're gonna drink this shit?
I don't know what you... I love yeast. I love yeast. I love yeast in beer. I love yeast in bread. I love yeast in
yeast
infections.
Makes all the best things, but it's just a creepy idea. You're like, I'm gonna put some bugs in my drink, and they're gonna fucking fart and shit all up in this, and that's what's gonna make it good. It's a weird fucking idea.
Yeah,
to
but
me.
When you got yeast in a beer, you know it's been bottle fermenting, and you know that it's been aging a bit, developing character.
Like, I love fermented anything. Like, fucking kimchi and sauerkraut and beer and wine. Like, fermented shit is the best shit.
And all of the pickles in the world.
I'm not a huge pickle guy.
What the fuck?
They're fine.
God damn
it. I don't
You mean like cucumber pickles? Like, pickles you don't like?
They're fine. Like, I don't...
Anything. Will you like...
Do you like pickled, like, pickled peppers?
Yeah, or like...
I don't think I've had a pickled
like
pepper.
Pickled green beans or pickled...
I don't think I've had that. I think I've had pickled beets, maybe?
Pickle beets are actually excellent.
I think they were on some shit, some carne asada fries.
Yep,
or something
yep,
like that
makes sense.
Fucking bomb.
Don't let me forget. Side note for Emily's brain, I want to start pickling some shit like soon. I keep forgetting because I have all the jars and everything. I have all my stuff from Portland, and I really want to pickle.
I haven't seen any pickling jars.
They're in the cabinet. We don't need to debate this. They're there.
No, it's just funny. I was over at hanging out with my sister the other day, and like she had boxes of mason jars in her room. And you know, when I see these, my first thought is like, "Are you growing weed?" I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, she's like, "No, I'm going to pickle a bunch of stuff." I'm like,
"What?"
Well, she was going to, but then she was going to return them.
Oh no, she needs to pickle.
Yeah, she should. She should be pickling.
Yeah,
peppers especially.
That's another good title for this.
She should be pickling.
I like it. At least the word like pickle just sets it off. You know,
she bit of a metaphor pickle. For what we just talked pickling. About.
A good deep pickling.
Yeah, none of this over the pants pickling shit. By the way, the phrase "over the pants hand job."
Yeah. That sounds like my nightmare. Yeah. You might as well be shoving bamboo shoots under my fucking fingernails.
Like a guy that I know was like, "Oh no, I know that chick. She gave me an over the pants hand job like a few months ago."
Goodness.
And I was like, "So like you haven't met her?
Like, so like, you've never been introduced?
Yeah, you've never. That's
not a real person. Nobody does that. That's just rude."
Oh, man. I don't know, man. Like, the older I get, the more I appreciate ridiculous shit like that. Where it's like, you can just fuck that person, but, like, don't. Just don't.
Let's just keep it like this over the
pants. It is so much more interesting to not fuck someone. And, I mean, like, obviously you want to fuck that person at some point. Like,
yeah.
But to have that build up, especially over the course, like, a longer period of time. Oh, so good.
I've been at this for a fucking while. So like Lindsay and I were camping and I was just laying there. I was like, kind of want to make out.
Yeah, right?
And that's kind of all I really wanted. I was just like, you want to make out? And then sure enough, within like 14 seconds, we were fucking. But,
yeah.
But honestly, my intention was just like, we're just going to make out. That's all I really want to
so
do.
Sweet. See, I love that. That's awesome. Sometimes, I don't know. It's like you forget to do all of that stuff.
Yeah,
because
you're like, it's just filler.
Yeah, let's just get to the sex.
It's just,
so,
yeah, let's get this moving along.
Yeah, so when you do all of the other little things, and you're like, we could just fuck. So, like, why do this? You know, it's like to see someone actually put the time into those other things, I'm like, that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool.
I love that situation when you're like, we're just going to cuddle. Like, the sex stuff has been really awkward, so let's just cuddle.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I'm a big fan of that. I like this, like,
right,
laying
we're
and watching TV.
We're going to lay here. We're going to cuddle. It's going to be fine. And then, like, 10 minutes later, you're fucking, and you're like, we agree that we would not do this. Like, we just had a verbal agreement. We were
oddly enough, if you didn't agree not to fuck, it probably wouldn't have happened. You would have just cuddled. But, but because it's off the table, now it's that forbidden fruit. You're like, ooh, but I kind of want fuck.
Yeah.
Do I
that's
want
the way to go,
fuck? Because I think maybe I might want to. Now it becomes a thing. Like, whereas if you were just like, just hang out. Like,
well, so
you didn't take
on,
it off the table right out of the gate, it would have been, it probably wouldn't have happened.
I guess from now on, I'm just going to say that I'm only okay with blowjobs. Then
exactly.
Best possible outcome.
Look, I'm not really into sex. I just like BJs.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can do this.
Guys, I didn't tell anybody this, but.
Oh, shit.
No.
I saw Serial again.
When?
Last week. I think it was a week and a half ago, something like that. I, like, swore that I wouldn't, and I was like, all right. And I wanted to go see him, and it was cool, and it was great, but it was whatever. Serial's still just, like, 100% not.
It's like, yeah, this still isn't a thing.
Yeah, well,
I told you it wasn't a thing,
it's
not a thing.
It's not
tell
bad.
Him,
it's not
just
that
tell
I
him you're pregnant.
Perfect.
I'm with child.
Well, that's what I mean. I definitely went into it with that full understanding. And the thing is, too, the more I get to know this guy, the more I'm like, oh, he's a rad dude. But the more clarity I have that this is not the guy.
Yeah.
So it's much easier to like okay. It's,
oh, we're just going to get it.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I'm not terribly interested in casual sex. That has not been my thing for a while. It just doesn't really do much for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's like.
I liked it in waves. It's fun for a while, and then you're like.
So that's what I was wondering. I was like, maybe I'm just going through like this wave. Like, maybe this is just okay for right now or something, because it wasn't really phasing me. I was just kind of cool with it. I was like, this is actually kind of fine for right now, I guess. But I still kind of think I'm not really getting anything out of it. You know, I was like, it's okay. The situation's fine, but I could kind of take it or leave it. So I'm like, I might as well just leave it. doesn't seem like there's really a point.
But you fucked him.
Oh, for sure. But he also...
Oh, yeah. Did I bury the lead? Yeah, I fucked him.
Yeah, definitely. But he also does live on the ocean. He lives on the fucking beach.
And so I have access to beachfront property now, which is nice.
This is all I'm doing, is just trying to line up really great vacation spots.
That sounds more like formal sex.
Yes. Yeah. But... No, I mean, he's an amazing person. He's really great. It's like I woke up and the first thing he did was make me coffee. And then we walked out to like the, like down the door, down his steps, outside of his front door is the bluffs overlooking the ocean. And it's phenomenal. It's one of the coolest beaches. And so it's like made me coffee. We walk out there. We just hang out, have awesome conversation. But I'm kind of like, I don't know, he's just not remotely...
It's weird to me that he's kind of up for doing any of this.
He's very sweet. He's like a very, he's just not there. Like, he's not...
like, with casual folks where I was like, I'm not interested in dating you. I'm just looking to come.
Yeah, see, that's...
Like, as soon as it was done, I'm like, you should probably go.
Yeah, see, I've never been into that situation at a, like, not ever. And he's very much not that guy. He's like, no, we're like legitimately friends. Like I want to get to know you better. Like that kind of person. But by the way, I never, ever, ever, ever want to be in a relationship ever. Like,
he's like, it's not you. I just don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, he can't. He
not
can't
into
do
it.
Doesn't want to do it.
Want to do me. Yeah. Big on doing me.
Yeah. And he's, and he'll debate
it. I respect that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I can't relate just because like when I... Like if I was
that's
like,
how I feel. I respect it, but I can't relate to it.
Yeah, but I was like I really like this chick, and like, and I like fucking her, and she likes fucking me. Yeah. Like, I think I want to be with her. Like, that would be, that's how I would react to it.
He sounds like the kind of guy that's going to be a de facto relationship someday. Like, he'll be in a situation like this.
I'm 35 now. I've got to do it. I gotta
it's like in his head, he doesn't want to be in a relationship, but then he might like do something like this with someone, and then it becomes a habit, and he's not thinking about it. He doesn't have the R word, so he doesn't feel trapped or whatever.
Well, the thing that I think is really interesting about him is that he wasn't like this for a long time. He was... the kind of person we had this, and he's happy to talk about this, but he had a this idea in his head that he wanted a wife and he wanted a family and he wanted all these things, and then it just went away years ago. He was just like, I just got older and I realized I really don't want any of those things. He's like, I don't want to hurt anybody in the process. So it's really important to him to be honest and upfront about what it is that he wants and what he doesn't.
That's fair.
So yeah, exactly. I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to say to that? But he's he was in this, so like throughout this period when he had decided he didn't want a relationship, he was with a girl where it was that exact kind of situation. He just started getting closer and closer to her. And for her, she was like, I hear what you're saying. I hear you don't want to be in a relationship, but we're very much in a relationship. So can we just call it a relationship? And he was like, I'm so sorry. I told you and I really care about you as a friend. I think you're great. I do not want to be in a relationship. And he was...
So, you know, if she just didn't make that proposal...
Yeah, exactly.
She probably would have gotten exactly what she wanted out of him.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's nuts. He's a really interesting...
It's like the cuddle fuck thing.
The cuddle fuck thing, exactly. I think it's just interesting. He's a really interesting guy to know because he's really intriguing to me. I've never really come across this personality before. He's a friend who's, you know, kind of similar. We talked about him before. It was Cyril and...
Vaz.
Yeah. Vaz is kind of similar, but he's not. He's a little bit different. Vaz is actually up for a relationship. He just like 100% doesn't want kids. That's why he got the old snip snip.
Smart.
But yeah, this dude's just not
I just got my fingers crossed on a fire and blank.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's why I wanted to see him again too. Like, I think that was a big part of it. I just wanted to see him again to like kind of figure him out a little bit more. Like, what's your deal? Like, I've really never come across this before, and I just kind of wanted to know more about him. Like, is this for real, or are you just fucked up? Like, did you have like some traumatic event happen? But the more I get to know him, I'm not really finding any sort of traumatic event in his past.
He's probably just really rational and shit. Like, doesn't let his feelings cloud his judgment.
He does seem hyper rational.
Yeah, because like the smart move is not to get into a relationship with people. It's a fucking mistake. It's a terrible goddamn idea. Like, it 90% of the time ends badly. And even if you manage to tough it out, it's gonna be a hard road. So if you can just be pragmatic and be like, no, you know what, like, let's just be friends for a while, let's hang out, maybe we'll hook up, maybe we won't, but we'll just see what happens. And but at the end of the day, I'm gonna fucking do what I need to do. That's the smart move. That's what your brain tells you. Do that.
But that's the thing, is that people don't have that fucking luxury. Like, your heart, like, people as human beings, like, your fucking emotions come into play even when the most realistic, rational person.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if his ability to rationalize outweighs so his need to feel things.
I'm like, oh, he's a fucking sociopath. Like, his feelings don't work.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's, but then I see.
They work, but he's just like, that makes no sense. Don't do that.
Yeah, but then I see, but, so that's why I'm like, maybe he's just a fucking psycho. But then, you know, I get to know him and it's like, he really is this person that cares very deeply about not hurting other people.
Yeah.
This is why he's so open and honest about these things. He cares about other people's feelings. He wants to make sure that they're happy and that they're getting something out of this, or, you know, that he's a good friend to people. These are things that he cares about. So I'm like, well, so I think that's
unless
why
he's a high functioning sociopath.
That's true. I
he's like, people
too.
Like it when you try to relate to them.
Exactly. People think that it's important.
You have to pretend to empathize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
otherwise, like, you know, say he meets some chick and he falls in love, mm-hmm. like, he's not going to be going through that rational thing. His mind will completely shift and he's just going to want this relationship.
Right.
You know, if he's in these other situations and he doesn't think or feel that he wants a relationship, it's not the right fucking person for him.
Yeah, the guy's also 37 years old.
Well, not everyone makes great decisions always.
He's 37 and his longest relationship was like 8 months or something like that in his entire life.
Does he have a lot of money?
He does well for he lives at the beach. Like, he does well for himself. He's not like loaded, but he does well for himself, yeah. Like, he's paying his bills and, you know, got some investments.
Yeah.
He's crushing it at 37.
That's actually his Instagram handle.
Crushing it at 37.
Just bought a brand new fucking CRV.
Just a chain
every
year.
Yeah, I don't know. He's
so it hasn't not worked out, basically.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't, because I was thinking about him again today, and I was like, I kind of want to text him, but I don't see the point.
Yeah.
But I can't stop, like, wanting to kind of investigate this more, and not just, like,
because he's
shitty...
the forbidden fruit.
No.
Yeah, it's the cuddle fuck thing again.
No, it's not that.
You want what you can't have.
It's not that. That's what I'm saying. The more I get to know him, the more I'm like, oh, this is not what I want. Like, this guy clearly doesn't want to be in a relationship. That's not interesting to me. I don't want to pursue someone who doesn't want me. That's crazy. I'm just interested in him. Like, the more I hang out with them, the more I'm like, but I also don't want to, like, study him like a goddamn test subject. Like, I'm like, don't just try to hang out with him if you're just trying to figure out how his brain works.
Yeah.
Like, if you do want
that's
to be
rude.
If you do actually genuinely want to be friends with this guy, that's one thing. Like, that's fine. So I don't know. But I was thinking about him today, and I was thinking about that. I was like, do you really just kind of want to figure out how he works? Or do you want to be
Is this just a
him?
Character study for you, or do you actually, like, want to be friends?
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know. I definitely want to be the guy's friend, I think, but I don't know. I really don't. It's a weird situation. Really strange.
Would you give him a hand job?
Would he want a hand job? The answer, no. Moving on.
The answer is that when I was referring to that guy earlier...
Are you serious? God damn it. The one time I could possibly be wrong about this. Son of a bitch.
I had a fucking sense.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Something's wrong with this guy. I think he likes hand
jokes. Okay, yeah. Now... Yeah,
dude,
now...
We all just changed our opinions immediately.
Yeah, now I'm 100% convinced he's a fucking sociopath. Yeah. Disregard any credit I might have given him before. He's a fucking maniac. Distance yourself immediately. This can only end with bloodshed.
It actually reminded me a lot of a scene from Only God Forgives.
Oh, shit.
Or, like, Ryan Gosling, like, ties himself down to a chair to watch some hooker masturbate.
Yeah.
And, like, he can't... It's like they're not doing anything... This is his deal. This is what he paid for.
Yeah.
To, like, watch a girl masturbate and not be able to move. It's the weirdest... Well, it's a strange movie. Let's just get that out there.
I put that together on my own.
But yeah, the moment you said that, I'm like, all right, I got it.
He's this guy.
Does his family have a Coke business in Thailand?
No. No. Yeah.
Does he ever, like, ask you to use a belt sander when you do it?
No, he's a totally...
Seemingly normal guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, almost too normal?
No. He's really exciting, like, sexually. Like, that's really good. We fit, like, perfectly on that level. Like, it works, but he's definitely not vanilla. Otherwise, I wouldn't be fucking the dude. And still. I don't really know where to take this situation from.
I'm vanilla as shit. I'm not even French vanilla. Just, like... Thrifty vanilla.
That's so sweet.
Just regular
Thrifty's
ass.
Bomb. That's some good ass vanilla.
That's that good vanilla, though.
I'm all over the map.
I'm that Stater Brothers bucket of vanilla. That plastic bucket.
I'm color the map just depending who I'm with. You know, yeah. Like some people, it's like, you're like, oh, this is vanilla, is the only way to go here. And then some other people, you're like, just everything but vanilla.
Yeah.
And you're like, and then you tend to like get along the least with those people.
Absolutely.
You know, like you have the best sex with yes. like the shittiest oh, yeah. people.
Just go to murder oh, them.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
The
and
time.
Then people, you're like, yeah, it'd be great to have a relationship, but like, fuck. I mean,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, some of the ones that made me the most furious, like the ones that like really angered me,
yeah.
you know, it was good stuff. But they were also generally a little cuckoo, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
A little crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know, and that's something like, I've tried to explain this because a couple of my guy friends have like misinterpreted like what I'm into sexually. They're like, I think it was Alan who's like, oh, so you like when a dude like punches you in the face during sex?
Well, not really.
It's like, no, that's not really into that. Like the best, I think fucking most girls are like this. I think most people are like this, but like I'm really into, it's not about rough sex. It's not about like crazy fucking sex. I'm into really passionate sex. Like
yeah.
if someone needs to get hit in the face, maybe it happens. Like if somebody gets fucking spanked or choked out, maybe it happens.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like belligerently rough. I'm just saying like, you know, like if there's roughness that comes into play, like it's because it's tied up in passion, and that's awesome sex. Like that's dope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's fucking rad. But I'm like, it doesn't mean that it has to be like rough. It could be really tame, vanilla seeming sex.
Yeah.
But if it has a lot of passion,
but you're
behind
like
it,
sharing a fucking
exactly.
Moment
then it could be
like
if it's passionate, it could be the best sex in the world.
Yeah.
Like, and dudes, a lot of my guy friends, like they seem to have a hard time grasping that. They're like, well, are you into like this? Like, do you like getting spanked, or do you like, you know, like this? And I'm like, well, bro.
So
like,
when you say passion, do you mean like closed yeah. fist or back of the palm?
Yeah.
Like...
and I'm like, okay.
Hey, doing this again.
Hey.
Okay. There was probably an easier way to do that.
Oh. Okay, let's take a break. You don't have any more cigarettes. I was going to run to the liquor store.
Let's do it.
Did, and then his phone broke, and then he keeps pretending like it still works, but it doesn't. And this has been going on over
the
course of like...
The battery holds no charge, so you just have to have it plugged in for it to work.
That's a problem.
This has been going on for like 6 months now. This has been a very long situation.
And you are how old?
33.
Okay. He will not just get a phone. And so because of this, we can't get a hold of him on Slack.
So Christ was able to sacrifice himself for the good of all mankind, but you can't seem to get a phone plan together.
Look, it's an iPhone 6 Plus. It's a great phone. It's a beautiful phone. Believe me.
It's a fucking paperweight.
it is a paperweight.
Definitely is that. Yeah, I replaced the screen on it three times.
Yeah.
And the third time I replaced the screen, because the fucking frame was bent... from just being in my pocket because the phone is weak as shit because fuck Apple. Because
your thighs are just too beastly.
Apparently yeah. so. So I have this phone and like I had dropped it and broken the screen a couple times and then like when I finally replaced it for the third time, I'm sitting there in the hospital like a month after my mom had her stroke and just like kind of sitting there texting and I have a cover on the phone, and I like, you know, new screen, like frame, everything's good.
Yeah.
And I'm holding it in my hand, and it just goes, and the screen just cracks, like right there, out of nothing. I was like,
oh, fucking what?
I didn't even do anything this time. I'm like, this is not my fucking fault, except for the whole beefy thigh issue.
Yeah. Aside from that,
the beefy thigh issue.
Another potential name. Jotting that down.
I don't know, man. I think it's time to get a phone. Because you use this as like a reasonable, you're like, we're like, yeah, so did you see the thing? Yeah, so the thing on Slack that we were talking about, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, I didn't see it. And we're like, why didn't you see it? And he's like, my phone's broken.
Yeah, I don't have the technology for that.
Yeah.
No, I don't have Slack on my, it's like, I just don't really use my phone when I'm out. I don't bring it out.
You don't have to bring it out. It'll just buzz and be like,
yeah,
there's
like,
stuff
oh, there's
going
a thing.
On. People
I need
are trying to talk
that.
To you.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I get the Slack shit now that I get Slack. Now that I understand Slack.
It's a lot
because I'd hear it going off, but I wasn't seeing like all the different fucking channels you guys were talking on. So like I would just open it up and I'd be on the same channel.
Well,
like, I
see
thought I heard the Slack sound go off. But, like,
I swear to God, I heard
changed.
Something.
It's the same fucking conversation.
You poor fool.
Oh, good Lord.
I mean, I don't think we need all those channels anyway.
We do.
We could probably downsize a little.
I don't care. I like having all of them.
It doesn't hurt to have
what
them.
What is this? A cable package?
Yeah, man, but they're all free.
Fuck cable packages.
Cable. Like,
Ad hoc cable, yeah. Man. Like,
it was like 1985. Like, what the fuck?
Piecemeal cable packages. That's like whoever comes out with the cable package, you're like, I want AMC and Spike and Fox, and that's all I want.
And they won't do it. They won't do it because all of the major networks that are paying the fucking bills, they're the ones who own all of those shitty fucking channels. And no one in the world would ever subscribe to them.
Yeah.
So they have to roll them into these bundles.
You're like, so stop having those channels.
And so because they wouldn't do that, we just had to go create something else, which is why we just had to go create, like, Apple's doing it. Everybody's kind of trying to piece their own thing together and trying to work it out.
Yeah.
But everyone just had to do it behind their back because the cable companies... They created a fucking monopoly. Yeah, they created a fucking ridiculous business plan, which was to just like keep creating channels and roll them into bundles. That way you get to tell your customers that they have 1,000 channels, and of those, they want to watch 20.
There's at least one channel, just golf. That's all that happens on that fucking channel.
It's just called J Golf.
Yeah, just golf.
Yeah, my friend John really appreciates, he loves the golf channel.
I've seen people, like, I literally watched a dude... A buddy of mine's dad.
Yeah,
I came over to his house, and the dude's kind of laying on his side on the floor watching a golf match.
Oh, I remember this.
And like, dude makes a putt, and it was kind of impressive, I guess, because golfing is tricky. But at a professional level, I kind of expect motherfuckers to make a putt.
Yeah.
So this dude makes this putt. Dude goes from laying on his side to being. Like, 3 feet in the fucking air.
Fully erect.
Turgid is the word. He could not have been more fucking excited. I lost my shit. I'm like, he made a putt. Like, I've made more impressive shots at mini golf and didn't get fucking half as excited as you just did right now.
But the thing I think is really amazing about that story is that this guy was, like, invested in this, but he wasn't, like, on the edge of his seat, like, getting ready.
He wasn't invested until it happened. Then he was like, yes, yes, oh, shit. Like, he was coming in his pants.
He was just in full chill out mode prior to this.
Yeah, like, just kicking back, watching.
He was like hanging out, like, here comes. All right, let's see what happens.
Watching the golf match.
I think part of it is that golf is like soul suckingly slow. So he's like, I want to care about this.
Just
I love
something
golf.
Happened.
Like, he's laying on the floor on his last fucking leg of energy. He's like, I can't. And then, like, the one interesting thing happens. And just golf.
But to be fair, his existence is a charade.
It is true. Yeah. I know that guy sucks.
Pretty bad.
Well, why else would you watch golf?
I don't know. My friend John really enjoys it.
Actually, I was real. So they did this whole survey.
See white? I bet he's white.
He's hella white.
There was like this.
Hella white.
There was like this survey among athletes a few years ago where they were asking every athlete, who do you think the best athlete is? And like.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods wins the fucking survey.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding
me? Isn't
that
crazy?
Like, you might have. Why not just say fucking Garry Kasparov?
If they had
like,
any common sense whatsoever, they would just say Kobe. Like, that's the only answer to give in that situation. Just Kobe forever. Kobe just carried a fucking team. He was just amazing on every level.
Nope, it's Tiger Woods.
Nope, Tiger Woods.
Yep, yeah, he's
like he can go like this.
He's great. It's like, all right, that's
he can do one movement really well.
If you're counting golf as a sport, then like why aren't we counting fucking brain surgery as a sport or something?
You know,
it's
like, exactly.
It's highly technical. And it's
not
that interesting.
You have to like calculate your moves. You have to think about what you're doing. Like exactly, if golf is being counted as a sport, surgery should be counted as a fucking sport. And I'm not against this at all.
Sport out of surgery.
I am really into bringing back like the theaters. Like
after seeing the Nick, I'm all.
That's
about
what
it.
I'm saying. I'm like, you want to bring the theaters back? Like I'm gonna be in there selling merch. Like I'm gonna be in there creating.
Your hot dogs, get your hot dogs here.
People in the surgery.
Exactly. I would
extra relish.
Need some Cheetos.
I would be
down
the first
too.
Person to come in and brand that shit. I would create team names for the surgeons.
Back scratcher.
There'd be logos, there'd be colors. It would be fucking glorious. I'm actually really into this.
Don't they still have surgery theaters for like medical students at least?
Oh yeah. Medical students. Were those shits open to the public back in the day?
Pretty much. Yeah. Really? Some of them were, but
that's tight. I go watch that shit.
Yeah. Or it was like, oh, you're a business guy. Credentials enough. Get in here.
It seemed like back
you're
in the day.
Peasant,
you have a job? Come on in.
It seemed like those theaters back in the day were just full of like other doctors and then hospital business people who were like, do I want to invest
in this?
Dudes
didn't have better shit to do that day.
Exactly.
We would just do it now for entertainment, though. And that's, I don't know.
There's a channel for that.
Is there a surgery channel?
Yeah. Pretty sure.
What?
It's in one of those thousands of basic cable
channels
that nobody
knows. Yeah, it'd be hard to find, but it's out there.
Now I'm on board with the cable companies.
there's something for me.
If that
I guarantee every bullshit channel that exists, there's a dude that's his favorite channel.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know.
That's his favorite
they
channel.
They made that channel for that guy.
Which means there's at least 5,000...
And just that guy.
Yeah.
5,000 bullshit dudes out there just...
5,000 strong. No, it's not that many. We're talking like together. 12.
Yeah, there's 12 guys.
There's 12 dudes watching that shit.
But they love it.
And they don't always tune in. Sometimes, like, Big Bang Theory's on and they change it. And then they come back later.
I was watching this head transplant, but yeah. I really got a... Big Bang's funny.
Well, I'll watch the head transplant. Watch when head that shit goes down, I'm watching that shit.
That I'm actually
put
really...
Put that shit on pay-per-view.
Like, we all know what's going to happen. They're going to do the head transplant, and the guy's going to die.
And the head's gonna
everyone's
going to
be dead.
He's not going to die. He's not going to live. Like, he's just going to... He's going to be dead as soon as they cut his head off, and he just won't come back.
Also,
he will be dead because you cut his head off. And that's it.
And you sew the
and then you put it on another dead person. You're like, I sewed this dead. I sewed this dead guy's head onto this dead guy's body.
He's good.
Ta-da!
Also, he just made like a really fucking weird cadaver. Like,
yeah.
Well, he's gonna be in a medically induced coma for 6 weeks after the surgery. But like, they've done this before on monkeys, and like one of them stayed alive for like 9 days after the head transplant.
Yeah, it was kind
of
crazy.
So like, it'll at least.
Are you serious?
Like,
that, like, wait, did it wake up?
No, fuck no.
Shit, no, it just, like, didn't die.
Yeah, he just
existed. Yeah, but it's like, a head can't survive for more than, like, 30 seconds on its own. So
the best results they've had is they got a monkey to survive in a coma for 9 days.
Yeah,
and they're like, fuck it, let's try it on a dude. I love their gumption, man. I like that shit.
Why do we want to do head transplants? Like, why is this the thing?
Well, what if your body was just, like, riddled with cancer or some shit, and you're just like, if I could just get another body, I'd be good to go.
Yeah, what if you were really old?
Or if you're Stephen Hawking, like, you have this awesome brain, but your body is dog shit.
Yeah, like, if Noam Chomsky could get a head transplant, we were sure he would live, I'd be all about it.
Or maybe, like, maybe you could fucking, like, live forever and shit. Like, every time just you start to get old, you're, like, popping on a new dude, and, like... You got this fresh, young body pumping vital blood.
What's going to be great about that, you're still going to have the
Elon Musk. Let's say Elon Musk in 40 years.
I mean, who's the body? Like, who's the dude? Where's this coming from?
Just some hottie.
Actually, I can't remember where they got the
you're, like, wasted
body
from. Like,
you don't want car accident body because that thing's wrecked. Want cancer either. Like, what do you get? Like, somebody died. Maybe somebody got shot in the fucking head. That's the best possible scenario.
Perfect scenario.
Yeah.
Athlete gets shot in the fucking head. Lop that shit off, pop Stephen Hawking's dome on her.
Or he gets decapitated by the boat, by the Columbia at Disneyland.
Oh, yeah, perfect candidate.
Yeah, no, it'll be like a PSA.
In fact, you could probably even salvage that lower jaw, so you just get from here up.
Please remember, if you are going to rob someone at gunpoint, shoot them in the head so their body can still be useful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not now, but like,
that's a public service announcement.
Yeah, no, the guy that's getting the transplant, you've read up on this, or has
No, I just know it's a thing.
Yeah, well, it's like this crazy-ass Italian doctor who...
Right.
It's like a $3 million project. He's got like 120 people working with him on it. It's going to be a 36-hour procedure.
That's a day and a half and shit.
Yeah, is that insane?
Yeah, it's insane. And like, so the guy that volunteered
to do it... Like, that guy has to have
it,
meals during that. He has to eat some food at some point.
Does he have like a pinch surgeon who's going to like come in and take over while he like fucking
Cokes
grabs some granola or some shit? Like, what's...
I don't know. I mean, I think he's been waiting.
Or can you just take five and they'll just like put pressure on it?
I think he's got his hands in it and they just shovel food into his mouth.
Well, they got the vendors.
He's a nurse, granola meat.
And he's all like hooked up so he can just pee in a bag.
No, really, he's gonna cast for this shit?
You were gonna bring back your concessions in the theater. I think.
What if he has to take a shit? What if he has to duck out for like 15 minutes just to drop one?
You better not.
You better not. Well, because like the dude's life on the line, so if shit hits like, okay, that's not a good, way to put that. So if he's
near life,
if he's in like 36 hours, if there's an emergency and he has to go, he's not like, and he's 12 hours deep, he's not holding it.
Yeah.
So does he just like, I gotta go, or does he just drop trowel and just shit while he works?
Well, I think
the way
it works is that he's got like. It's like there's 130 people.
There's
got to
be like
procedure.
Yeah.
So he's got like backup
surgeons.
There's got to
be a bullpen. Like, dude,
everyone
get in
knows
here.
What they're
I got
doing,
a shit.
And they're probably tag teaming the cadaver on the table. And
36 hours to fucking put a dude's head on.
Yeah, and then like the plan is there's
gonna
be a 6 week
advance science a little bit.
There's supposed to be
it
a
would
six
be pretty
week.
Fucking cool though.
Yeah.
I don't think he cares about this.
But like half the time they can't like reattach an arm and have it work.
I know.
They're like we'll give it a shot. Maybe it'll work. I don't know.
But like when the first heart transplant, before that was done, it was like the exact same like circus of people going, no, this is not going to work. You're just going to murder this guy.
Exactly.
Like he's not going to survive.
But I imagine the dude who's the only candidate's a dude who's fucking dead as a doornail anyway. Like, there's no getting out of this for him. He's got 2 weeks tops.
Well, the guy that is getting his head taken off and put on, he's got a degenerative illness, so he's going to be dead in, like, a year or two.
Yeah, so I'm saying you take a dude who's got, like, ALS or some bullshit where they're, like, they're fucked. They're going to die. They're not going to get better. It's not turning around. Like, what's he got to lose?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You shave a couple months off, a couple months of, you know, like, dog shit life.
So we start small, we do this, but then, like, 20 years from now, when we're good at it, then, like, Elon Musk can get his head transplanted. The problem is then you're going to have these rich people that are, like, 200 years old senile, and they've got, like, 20-year-old bodies, and they're like, I just want to fuck all the time, but I can't remember what my, like, middle name is.
That's the thing, is, like, the brain, like, even if you can keep shifting it from body to body, and maybe to some degree it helps to revitalize it, maybe? Like, if you got fresh, vital, young blood pumping through your system, maybe it brings your brain back a little bit. But I figure sooner, like, that's an ancient brain. If you transfer it once or twice, maybe you're, like, 140, 150. That's an old fucking brain. Unless you can, like, transfer that, your consciousness, into a young brain, that thing is going to wear down.
I mean, there might be therapies for that and stuff in the future, but I did hear about this really weird shit recently. So, like, this is a thing now in Silicon Valley. Like, the immortality push is getting a lot of traction there.
What? Why?
And a lot of rich people get blood therapy where they have
donors. Oh, yeah, I've heard about
that. They're,
like,
in their
20s. And they, like, they just, they do blood transfusion
shit. Yeah,
it makes
you feel like they're more vital and all that kind of fun.
That's a fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's like Peter Thiel was doing it. And then he was, like, getting shifty about admitting it. And it's strange because, like, you can be 35 and getting some 30-year-old's blood and you think you're gaining some kind of ground.
I only want child's blood.
This is fucking...
It sounds like medieval magic bullshit.
That's just some
Lizzie
Borden shit, dude. It's ridiculous.
I mean, maybe there's something to... I imagine
I don't know anything. Like, you have to bathe in it if you want it to work. Like,
Only kill the hottest peasants. Put them in my bathtub.
So, this week on Dilapidated.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know, last week was pretty special. You set the bar pretty high.
I don't know. This story is just so horrible. I don't know that there's any, like, oh, that's funny. It's just bad. It's like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Darren knows it. It's fucking horrible.
So this isn't new. This isn't new territory for you. I'm the only one who's going
to
be hearing this.
Well, I got the preview version. I got the cut to the chase version, and I was like, oh damn. Yeah.
The Cliff's Notes. If you
know. Well, I'm going to do the Cliff's Notes because I don't really want to dig into the fucking weeds.
I kind of want to get into the weeds on this thing.
I have to be. It's not like this dude's that well. He's a director.
A movie director?
A documentary director.
Okay.
So, he's pretty well known for what he does, but,
Moore, isn't it?
It's Michael Moore. Fuck, that would actually make this so much better.
It would for me.
No, this,
it's a good pull.
Okay, what I'll say is, I was maybe 20, 21. I remember sitting at my parents' house, and I was watching this documentary, and I really liked it. I watched it, and I just looked at my mom, and I was like...
What was the documentary?
I'm not telling you. And I looked at my mom and I was like, I feel, and this guy, the director, he had made this documentary, but he also starred in it. And I really liked it. And I told my mom.
What's the documentary again?
I was, stop. And I was like, I really like this. I think this guy and I would get along really well. I'm going to like find this guy. I think we should go on a date. My mom was like, all right, fucking maniac like this. My mom's kind of used to me just like spouting off crazy shit like
that. She doesn't understand that you can actually do that for some fucking reason.
For whatever reason. And so I tracked down this dude's email address. I ended up chatting with him for a bit. And then he was...
Stalker.
He was in town and he wanted to meet. And so we went out on a date and things went really well. But he was living out of the country. He was living somewhere else. And he had a gang of fucking work. He was working on a new documentary at that point, and he had some other stuff in the pipeline. And anyway, we dated for this brief period of time, but we lived in different places and had all this weird shit going on. And there was kind of always this feeling that...
What kind of weird shit?
Well, I mean, I was just... At some point further down the road, like, I started building my business, and he's building his business at this point, and he's getting more and more... he's getting traction with the stuff that he's putting out, and...
Becoming a doc star.
And so after all of this, we ended up... We lost touch for a little bit, and it was fine. It was whatever. You know, it was kind of just where we were at in our lives, and it made sense. But, you know, we come back into town and then we meet up, and there was always that sense of, like, if it was the right time, we'd both really want to pursue this. Like, we'd really want to see where it went, because there was definitely something there and we just couldn't really do anything about it. And so at some point we both ended up, I was out of a relationship or something, and I was back in town. I was back in Southern California. This guy happened to be visiting. He was interviewing a bunch of people out in LA for a new documentary he was doing. And he was also going to be making an appearance on a show out in LA. And I feel
what
like
was the show?
I feel like I could at least,
that's fair. That's pretty vague.
I feel like I could at least, yeah, I can at least drop what the network was.
What cable package would I find?
So the
silver package.
He was going to be doing a guest thing on a show that was on VH1 or MTV or fucking something.
Some bullshit music formerly music search, channel, yeah. That doesn't show music videos anymore.
Yeah, so anyway, he was in town, and so he calls me up and says, hey, I'm here. We haven't seen each other in probably like a year and a half, somewhere around there.
Haven't seen you in a while. Like to get up in them guts.
But, you know, and it was one of those situations where I was like, fuck, you know, maybe it was about 2 years. I think no more than 2 years, about a year and a half, 2 years. We hadn't seen each other. And I was like, fuck, like, I haven't thought about this guy in a while. And it was like, maybe this is the time. This might actually be it. Like, things have kind of changed for, you know, for me. Maybe, you know, that's why he's wanting to reach out and stuff. He wants to kind of see where things are at. And he made it a point of letting me know that was on his mind. It wasn't just like, hey, let's, you know, get together. It was like, you know, been kind of like, I've been missing you. I've been thinking about you a lot lately. And I was like, all right, okay, cool. So I go out to Hollywood, staying in a really cool boutique hotel. He picks all these really fancy schmancy fucking hotels around the strip, around Sunset, which I think is fucking hilarious. I'm like, you fucking out of towner tourist, but it's kind of sweet. Yeah, so I go meet up with him over there. And, yeah, we have a great night. You know, it's like we went out and hit some of these spots and, had a great dinner and stuff. We had a really nice time together. We hook up that night and it's fucking rad. And, you know, we're kind of chatting. It's like, oh, I really missed you. You know, it's nice to see you again. And how have things been? Where are you at? So we're kind of discussing things. It seems like things are kind of moving forward. And I was like, that's kind of cool. I don't know. We'll see. So the next morning I wake up and I head down to the restaurant with him and we're going to go grab some breakfast. And I walk in there and we run into some of the people from VH1. And I guess they're staying in the same hotel. This is kind of like an out-of-town thing. So everybody's kind of setting up shop in Hollywood and they happen to be staying in the same place. And I think he knew this, but, you know, so we run into them and he seems kind of surprised. I don't think he realized they were staying at the same hotel. Just thought, you know, they were in the vicinity. And so, you know, he goes over and makes some introductions. And then they're like, hey, come, you know, sit down with us. Let's all hang out, you know. And we'll chat and catch up and stuff before we have to meet over at the studio later. So we're sitting there and, you know, he introduces me as his, this is my friend, you know, she owns a makeup brand out here. And we're like, oh, cool. And I'm chatting with one of the executives who's from the show. And she's like, yeah, you know, we're like looking for new companies and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, this is cool. Awesome. So we're, you know, making some connections and chatting. And this woman from VH1 looks over at this guy and she says to him, she says to him, it's really great to see you. I'm glad you're out here. You know, it's nice that we got to catch up before all this. I'm really surprised, though. Your wife didn't come out with you?
Oh.
And I just shut the fuck down. And I was I was fucking mortified. And the only thing that I knew was that with every ounce of my fucking soul, that I couldn't show any sort of surprise. I could not have that expression on my face.
You had to be like, we're just friends. We're just here with my friend. And of course I know he's married. Exactly. Like, why wouldn't I know that?
Exactly. I was like, keep it the fuck together. And this guy looked at her. And his response to her was, she couldn't get on a plane right now because she's due in 2 weeks. And
it just gets better.
And I just sat there and I was like,
probably made you feel super good inside, right here in your tummy.
My face was just turning redder and redder, and I was trying so, and I am a fucking master of managing situations. This, I will say, this is probably the hardest situation I've ever had to manage in my life. And just for my own fucking pride and keeping whatever sense of fucking dignity I had left together, I was like, I'm not gonna let them see any of this. So yeah, I was like, yeah. So yeah, anyway. And I made small talk with them for a little bit, as long as I felt like was necessary.
Appropriate and necessary.
Yeah, to get through that fucking moment. And then after that, you know, I was like, I'm so sorry. You know, I've got to get going. You know, I just stopped by for breakfast, but, you know, we're going to be meeting up later. Like, I have to get out of here. You know, so great to meet you guys. And I got up and I turned around. And as soon as I had my back to them, all of that expression was on my face at that point. And I just hightailed it for the door. I was just walking for the exit. And I heard him excuse himself, and he was, you know, excuse me, I'll be right back. And he was coming after me, and I walked out of the restaurant. And as soon as we got around the corner, I just looked at him, and he was so fucking panicked. He was so panicked. And he was like, it's not what you think it is. I'm so sorry.
And I was like, exactly what I think it is.
Definitely what I think it is. It's absolutely what I think it is. And oh my God, he had the craziest defense for this. It was just bizarre. And
how does one try to explain their way out of that?
Please give me the excuse. I want to write this down.
Just for the artistry of bullshit in general, as a connoisseur, I'm really curious. Like, if I was in your position, I'd be like, all right, let's see how you try and spin this to me.
I'm trying to remember what really happened next, but I told him, I remember I was almost seeing red at this point. Because
I was going to say, it sounds like you killed him.
Yeah, like, I had kept all of this bottled up for just, like, even the brief, like, 10 minutes.
It feels like the minutes back from a fucking trial.
Yeah. I couldn't keep it together, and I was like, I'm leaving right now, I'm leaving for fucking ever, like, you're never going to see me again. And I was walking for the valet, and I was just, like, walking as fast as I could, and he's like, no, please, please, let me explain, please, please, come back up to the room, please, come up to the room, let me talk to you. Like, please, I want to talk to you about this. I owe you an explanation. I owe you this. Please, let me talk to you. And I was like, fuck. And something in my head just clicked. And I was like, this is never going to happen with him. This is 100% over. Like, this didn't even exist.
Yeah.
So I was like, so now what's the point? The damage is already fucking done. I'm not invested in this at all anymore. There's fucking nothing else attached to this. Absolutely. Tell me all about it. This came back to, like, a fucking character study. Like, immediately. I was like, who are you and what is your fucking explanation for this? Like, none of this is going to fix it for you. Like, none of this is ever going to make me change my opinion of you. It just never will. But I'm also, as horrible as somebody can be, like, I really am very interested. I'm a very forgiving person. I will always understand why somebody did most horrible things. There's definitely some shit that's off the table, and I'm like, I don't really care about your explanation. It doesn't fucking matter. But a lot of things. When people cheat on people, when people turn into fucking drug addicts, all these different fucking things. I'm not a very judgmental person. I have a very easy time relating, and I want to understand why they did it. And sometimes I feel like people really need that fucking outlet. Now, this dude did not deserve anything, but I did. So I was like, fuck it. It's either this or I just get in my car and I never see you again. So the fuck do I care? So
and that's happening anyway.
Exactly. I was like, I'm leaving. So it's, yeah, I was like, it's done.
Let's hear your little story.
Yeah. I mean, and there was nothing terribly fucking interesting about it at that point. I mean, we went back up to the room and we chatted.
So here's the deal.
The deal was, he was terrified. The girl was,
He's scared of being a dad?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean. It's like, doesn't make any of this fine, but I get it. I'm like, I get it. You're scared. Like, you're fucking stupid. You made a really bad decision.
It's like, this is not how you deal with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh.
For the record, you made the worst possible decision.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, so it's like a massive character flaw with you. But I did get the answer, which is that he's panicking and he's scared. I'm like, okay, gotcha. You're a shitty
person. Best way to handle that, probably, like, have an affair. That's
yeah, yeah.
The
I'm
move.
Like, you're a shitty fucking... But it was like, he had known this girl when he was... He knew her from back home. He'd known her for years. They lost touch. They reconnect. Because I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, I just saw you like a year and a half, 2 years ago. You're married and you're about to have a child. Not like your wife just got pregnant. Like, this is all happening in a very short period of time. And, you know, he was like, I always saw something happening with us. And that's another thing. Like, he's freaking out. Like, did I marry the wrong person? What the fuck's going on? And
you really should have thought about
all
this beforehand.
I know. And I was like, exactly. This is just me shaking my head going,
Did this not cross your mind prior to now?
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, I know that for him, things started happening very quickly because he was like in his later 30s at that point. And he had been working
that
for a
long
time.
That is not that quickly.
No, no, I know, but I'm saying
you had plenty of time to work this all out.
No, that's what I mean. He had been working and working and working, and then he ended up going like, oh, shit, I'm in my, you know, late 30s. Like, I want to get married. I want to have a family. I want to do all these things. So he was kind of like, oh, I've, you know, we knew each other. Oh, we've got a connection. Cool, let's get married. Oh, we're pregnant now. Great. So he's checking off all these items, and then he was suddenly like, holy shit, I'm like married. Did I marry the right person? I'm having a baby. I don't know that I was even really ready for that. I've got this whole career. So I get it. I get what he was going through, but he made the fucking stupidest decision. And fuck that. Like, how horrible is that for his wife?
Yeah.
But how fucking horrible is that for me? Like, I'm this innocent...
It's worse for her, but it sucks for you.
I don't know, dude. I'm this innocent fucking victim in this whole thing.
She is, yeah, too.
So is she.
But she also has this baby inside her. It's definitely worse
for
her.
She's also got to work on her ability to smell bullshit.
Yeah.
That's exactly...
Yeah, her bullshit radar, not working so good. It's on the fritz this week.
Yeah, he's pretty incredible.
God damn.
Yeah, she definitely got the shaft on that one. Yeah. And you got the shaft, too. Yeah, everybody wins.
And so we parted ways, and I gave him a hug, and I wished him well.
That's that is the best, like, as a guy who just fucked on his pregnant wife, that is, and, like, got caught doing it, that is the best fucking reaction you're gonna get, like a hug.
What the fuck was I supposed to do? I mean,
dude, girls.
It didn't matter. It didn't matter if I yelled at him. It didn't matter.
You and I know that, but like a girl who's just like found out that the dude she hooked up with and thought she had a thing with.
Yeah.
It's not common for a girl to just be like, well, it's a shame this didn't work out. I thought maybe this was going to be some. Let's just hug it out. And like, usually they fly off the hand and stab you in the fucking head.
Like, if you kicked him in the balls,
you know. Yeah, at least.
Yeah, maybe. Bare minimum. Would have down there, I'd been like, fuck, maybe I shouldn't cheat on my wife.
Yeah, you kind of gave him carte blanche to fuck around on his wife.
I don't care. He's going to regardless. Like, he's,
I'm just saying, you could have taught him a lesson. I've been like, you know, well,
it's
good
not
game.
My job. It's not my job to teach this guy a lesson.
It's not.
On top of everything else that he's just done to me. It's like, it's not, no. I'm like, I'm not that person, and I don't care. Good luck, because you're a fucking mess. Like, do whatever you're going to do. I hope it works out, or if it doesn't, whatever. Like, I'm officially not attached to any of this from here on out. We're done.
Did you give him a cutting explanation of how shitty and selfish he was acting?
What do you mean?
I mean,
did I get an explanation for
no,
why?
Did you inform him to go fuck himself?
Well, I mean, definitely. When we walked out of the restaurant, I was like, you piece of shit. Like, I definitely, all of that came out then. I was like, I'm fucking out
of here. But it ended with a hug, it sounds like.
Because, like I said, because I came to this realization that it was like, oh, I'm just getting my car and leave.
So I said, but at the end of it, he felt like he talked his way out of it. He's like, sweet, we got off of the hug. We're good. She's not going to tell him. She's not going to tell the wife.
I mean, maybe. It's like,
I got a clean slate.
Like,
we're good
to go. If he hadn't been outed, who knows what he would have tried to pursue. And then, like, the moment he was, that was probably the best outcome he could have hoped for. But he was probably still pretty embarrassed. I don't know.
Yeah, then a month later, I got an email from his wife telling me to stay the fuck away from her husband.
Plot thickens.
No, that was it.
You know, no, plot ends. That's literally the end of it.
Right.
And fuck humanity.
Yeah, that was it. She was like, don't ever contact my husband again. I was like, done and done. Fucking. That was it. And well, I actually...
Piece of advice, lady. You probably shouldn't contact him either.
Yeah, I did. I had this, you know, of course I sat there and I was like, I should write her this huge fucking email that's like, your husband's a piece of shit. Like, maybe I should try to defend myself. I was like,
I'm just gonna exit this. She's gonna play this where it lies.
I was like, I'm gonna exit your fucking relationship right now because I don't care about any of you. Like, fuck all of you.
Sounds like you kind of turn the other cheek.
Yeah, definitely.
Jesus does that.
You're very Christ-like.
Yeah, that's me.
I've
always said that about you.
We could probably make some money on some church shit.
I do sometimes. Because we're in, well, not these days so much, but, you know, we ran in similar circles and the things that we liked. And so, you know, there's always that worry, like, fuck, he's going to be at some fucking show. He's going to be there. He's going to be, like, just going to pop up in L.A. somewhere. He's going to be around.
Yeah.
But, you know, not so far, but I've also been pretty good about not delving into L.A. bullshit, so.
Stay out of the L.A. bullshit. I think that's the moral. I think that's the moral of this story and the moral of this podcast.
It really is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If I ever see him, I'll give him a firm explanation about why he's a bad person or may have been in the past.
And I will give him a firm handshake. Or maybe, because that's what he deserves.
That's what he deserves. If it does make everyone feel better, I for sure fucking unleashed on this guy. Like, I did tell him all of this. You're a fucking horrible human being. You're a piece of shit.
Good to mention that, because you kind of let that slide.
No, I mean, all of that came out there when I left the restaurant, when I was like, I'm
know, but you didn't relay it.
No, well, but
she
it,
saw red. So yeah, I guess so it
was
when
I was like, I saw red, and then I gave him a hug and I left. That was kind
like,
of what
like
I
when
got.
You see red, do you kind of like, you're aware that you're talking and saying things and hurting people, but like you don't really hear it. You're
I'm
just
like,
kind of
I
there.
Don't know what it is, but you're getting destroyed right now. I know that.
No, after I see this guy, it's going to be nothing but hand jobs over the pants for the rest of his life.
And that's the worst fate that he could possibly ask for. But and he deserves it. He does.
This man deserves no direct contact. And left-handed, too.
Oh, God. Western grip? No, I won't deal with it.
Lefty with righties.
All right. I think we'll go ahead and end on that. I'm Chris Beats.
I'm Emily DeLapp.
I'm Darren Erickson. This podcast is brought to you by Comcast.
Yeah!
Cable packages and dicks.
And there is no protocol for whatever this is.